Roymans Product Management Podcast. For any business to succeed, it's crucial to make the right strategic decisions. To achieve this, you'll benefit from using four different types of strategies: business, portfolio, product, and technology strategy. But that's not enough. You'll also have to successfully align the plans. To help you address these challenges, I've developed a new framework, the Strategy Stack, which I introduce in this podcast episode. My first product management job wasn't exactly what you call a success story. I was working as part of a team that was called in to help with a new product development effort, and I ended up working with the lead product manager. While I learned a lot in the process, the resulting product sadly failed. However, this taught me an important lesson. There is no point in worrying about the product details if a sound product strategy is missing. Without the strategy, it's virtually impossible to determine the right features and user experience. If we don't understand who the users are and which problem the product should solve, how can we then identify the right functionality and capture the right stories? As helpful as a product strategy is, though, it's not enough. Most companies offer more than a single product. Instead, they provide a product portfolio. Think of Microsoft Office, now officially called Microsoft 365, as an example. To maximize the value a portfolio creates and to align the strategies of its member products, for instance, Word, PowerPoint, and Excel, it is necessary to use a product portfolio strategy. If you stop here, however, your strategic decisions would still be incomplete. To ensure that the portfolio and its products help the entire company move in the right direction, you need a business strategy. And this strategy has to clearly articulate how the company wants to achieve its overall aspiration and create value for its users, employees, and shareholders. But that's still not enough. To ensure that the right technologies are applied, you'll benefit from using a technology strategy. Let's take Microsoft as an example again. The company took the strategic decision to heavily invest in artificial intelligence and now uses AI to help Office users be more productive. And the company does this by offering Microsoft 365 Copilot, which is integrated into the Office suite, uses large language models, LLMs, and is able to cite sources, create poems, and write songs. Now, while I hope that my description so far makes sense to you, I find that in practice, the different strategies are sometimes confused. I see companies use a mixture of portfolio and product strategies instead of separate plans. Sometimes this hybrid strategy even contains business strategy elements. And this does not only lead to confusion and misunderstandings, it also makes it hard to manage and adapt the plan. To clearly distinguish, capture, and align the different strategies, you'll benefit from using a framework. And this is where my strategy stack comes in. My strategy stack is an end-to-end framework that offers three key benefits. First, it helps you understand which strategies a business needs. Second, it offers a strategy architecture. It puts the plans into context and shows how they can be aligned. And last but not least, the strategy stack helps you clarify who is responsible for the different strategies and assign clear ownership. Let's now take a closer look at the framework. The strategy stack consists of 5 layers and 7 elements. So the top layer and the top element are the business strategy. And underneath the strategy is the portfolio strategy, followed by the product strategy. And next to the portfolio and product strategy is the technology strategy. And then underneath the product strategy is the product roadmap. And underneath the technology strategy is the technology roadmap. And the bottom layer then consists of the product backlog. Now, the backlog is not a strategic plan, but I've added it to the stack to show how strategic decisions can be translated into tactical ones. Now, there are 2 aspects of the framework I'd like to draw your attention to. The first one is I've ordered the elements according to their importance, and as a consequence, the business strategy guides the portfolio strategy, and the portfolio strategy directs the product strategy. Now, the product strategy drives the roadmap, which then directs the product backlog. This way, the decisions captured in the backlog are ultimately guided by the business strategy and aligned with this plan. Similarly, the technology strategy is directed by the business strategy. As it occupies the same level as the portfolio and product strategy, it influences those plans and at the same time is affected by them. Now, finally, the technology strategy guides the technology roadmap, which in turn impacts the product roadmap and conversely is impacted by this plan. The second aspect I'd like to draw your attention to is that the strategy stack does not prescribe which method and tools you should use to capture your decisions and create the appropriate artifacts. However, to capture the business strategy, I find Roger Martin's approach useful, and I describe his approach in the article Why Product People Should Care About Business Strategy. To capture the portfolio and product strategy, I prefer to work with the portfolio vision board and the product vision board. And to formulate an outcome-based product roadmap, I like to use the GO product roadmap. You can find more information about those tools on my website and on my YouTube channel. Now, when you apply the strategy stack to your business, you'll end up with a tree structure. So let's take a look how you could apply the stack to a business like Microsoft. This is a made-up example that's based on my research, so I don't claim that this is how Microsoft runs their business. So the top layer would be the Microsoft corporate strategy, the business strategy of the entire company, the corporation. And then the next layer would be occupied by the Office strategy, the Xbox strategy, if we only focus on those two product portfolios. And then at the same level, we'd have the technology strategy. And in the case of Microsoft, we might say, well, it might be AI first. And then if we take a look at the Office portfolio, we'd have underneath the Office strategy, the Word strategy with the Word roadmap, and then finally the Word backlog, as well as, say, an Excel strategy, which guides the Excel roadmap, and then that directs the Excel backlog. And underneath the AI-first technology strategy, we'd have the technology roadmap, so an AI roadmap, which would interact with the Excel roadmap and the Word roadmap. Now, I often observe in my client work that it's not quite clear who owns what and ultimately who decides what. And this can cause quite a bit of confusion and misalignment. It can also mean that a senior manager has to make all the strategic decisions, and this can be overwhelming for the individual and lead to suboptimal decisions. So I highly recommend that you clearly assign ownership and state who decides what. Now, with the strategy in place, you can determine which roles should own the strategies and be empowered to make the corresponding decisions. While there is no one right way to assign ownership, I find the following setup helpful. The business strategy should be owned by the CEO together with the company's executives, the C-suite. However, this does not imply that only the leadership team determines the strategy. The opposite is true. I find a collaborative approach like strategy deployment can not only be helpful to create a better business strategy, but also to increase its acceptance amongst the employees. And if we move down to the next level, then I would recommend that the product portfolio strategy is created and managed by a product portfolio manager together with the portfolio team, as I explain in more detail in the podcast episode, Everything You Need to Know About Product Portfolio Strategy. Now, if we step down another level, the product strategy together with the product roadmap and product backlog should be owned by a product manager, or in a Scrum context, the Scrum product owner together with the product team. This ensures that strategic product decisions effectively guide discovery and delivery, and that insights from the development work help evolve the product strategy and roadmap. The technology strategy and technology roadmap, finally, should be owned by the CTO together with senior architects. And I assume here that the architects also implement, that they're able to understand the capabilities and needs of the development team members. When you apply the stack to your company, you may find that you have to tailor it to your specific needs. If you work for a startup, for example, and you currently offer only a single product, then you won't need a product portfolio strategy at this stage. Similarly, you may find that you don't need a dedicated technology roadmap. And consequently, you would initially work with a simplified version of the stack where you've removed those two artifacts. And the opposite can also be true. Say that you work for a conglomerate, a large company with a range of business groups like Siemens and General Electric. You may then require a business group strategy in addition to the overall business or corporate strategy. Similarly, if your company offers one or more ecosystems, you may benefit from adding an ecosystem layer. However, before you now rush to customize the strategy stack, I recommend applying it to a single ecosystem or portfolio, even if you work for a large corporation. Then consider if you need to add new layers and if you choose to do so, who should own them. This avoids the risk of starting with a framework that is more complicated than necessary. I hope you found my advice helpful. You can learn more about the strategy stack and product strategy in general by attending my product strategy and roadmap training course and by reading my book, Strategize. Contact me if you want me to teach the course for your company and if you want me to help you apply the stack in your business. Thank you for listening.